This is an executive summary of REIT leverage and debt coverage metrics, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. REITs are built on real estate, and real estate is bought with debt, so a REIT's balance sheet is central to its risk. Two REITs can own similar properties yet have very different risk profiles depending on how much they've borrowed, how well their cash flow covers their obligations, when their debt comes due, and whether that debt carries fixed or floating rates. Credit-minded investors gauge leverage with debt to EBITDA, and net debt to EBITDA, measure the ability to service obligations with interest and fixed charge coverage, study the debt maturity ladder for refinancing risk, and assess exposure to rising rates through the fixed versus floating mix. Put together, these metrics separate a conservatively financed REIT, low leverage, strong coverage, laddered and mostly fixed debt, from a fragile one. This guide walks through debt to EBITDA, coverage ratios, maturity ladders, floating versus fixed debt, and how to assess overall balance sheet risk. Verify current figures from a REIT's own reporting. This is educational information, not investment advice. Leverage practices differ markedly between listed and private vehicles. A contrast our complete REIT investor guide draws out before you assess any single balance sheet. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.